Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Are you having some issues offering your school-aged child some indoor fun? Activities, games, science experiments that will blow their mind? Well, you better stay tuned because that's what this segment is all about. Let's keep those kids busy at home during this corona pandemic. So, with that said, our guest is Nancy Bullard. She's the amazing science lab teacher. She's a science lab teacher at Huntingtown Farms Elementary. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Huntingtown Farms Elementary. Where is that?
Huntingtown Farms is down Park Road, kind of before you get to Quail Hollow, so South Charlotte area.
So grateful that you're joining us today.
I'm excited to be here.
Our listeners can follow you on Instagram and they can do it on TikTok. Yeah, this teacher's on TikTok and she is a sensational one on TikTok. Her handle is at Mrs.B.TV. So that's MRS.B.TV. Instagram and TikTok. What made you start doing your science experiments on TikTok?
Well, after the coronavirus pandemic hit Charlotte, for me, that meant no more students sitting in my science lab doing science experiments each day. And so I had to figure out a way to reach them virtually. And that's a little bit tricky because normally they're sitting in my classroom. We have all these science materials in front of us. We can throw on the lab coats and goggles and we can do these fun things in the classroom setting. And so I wanted to give them fun, engaging science experiments that they were able to do from home. The challenge with that, obviously, is they don't have a science lab in their house. So I've tried to create this TikTok and Instagram as a way to give students activities that they could do, science activities that they could do, using materials that are probably already in their home.
If you don't have TikTok, you can get on Instagram at Mrs.B.TV. So I have to tell people that you are the science lab teacher for kindergarten to fifth grade. That's pretty unique. Or is that normal these days?
So there are about 38 science lab teachers in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, in elementary schools, I should say. So there are about 38 of me floating around Charlotte in various elementary schools. We are very lucky to work in a school district that values science from a very early age. And so the district has actually invested a lot of money to fund these science labs. And any school can have one. It's a principal decision. If the principal wants to bring in a science lab teacher, they can do it. So I'm lucky to work at a school that sees the value in having a kindergarten through fifth grade science lab. So I do teach every child in the school building on about a weekly basis. And they rotate to my classroom just like they go to PE, music, and art. I'm part of the special team. And it is a really unique position. It's a really cool job to be able to reach and teach every single child in the school.
Your science projects go way beyond Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm able to reach more than just the students in my school building. Although these accounts did start as a way to reach my students who already had Instagram and TikTok, I realize now that kids all over the country and even all over the world have these same accounts. So I am able to widen my reach beyond just Charlotte, North Carolina, using simple videos on social media platforms.
I'm digging it. Yeah, you know, you have to give us some examples of what we could actually use in the house, because I like how you're using things that we have in the house, or we might buy that product anyway. We might as well use it for a science project. So, you know, the one I liked, it was the bottle rocket. Oh, can we do that one? Can we do that one, teacher? Can we do that one? The bottle rocket?
The bottle rocket is one of my favorites, and it's also one of the simplest. All you need is a plastic water bottle and a little bit of water and then some Alka-Seltzer tablets. And then the final thing that you need is a cork from a wine bottle. And so all you have to do is fill up the water bottle about a fourth of the way full with water, drop in a couple of Alka-Seltzer tablets, put the cork on the top, and turn it over upside down as fast as you can, and then you wait, and it will explode. And these rockets can fly pretty high. I have a two-story house, and when I launched my first rocket, it actually went above the highest point in my house, just from a little bit of water and an Alka-Seltzer tablet. Yeah, that's one example of an experiment. Some other common materials that I use, a lot of baking soda, vegetable oil, food coloring. These are all things that are probably sitting in your kitchen. And by watching these videos, you can see how to take those products and do a cool science activity with them.
So the bottle rocket, and then we'll go to the lava lamp. The bottle rocket is somewhat harmless if you're not in the shooting range of the water rocket. And it's water, so when it explodes, it's just water.
Water mixed with a little bit of Alka-Seltzer, which, you know, normally we would drink that. So it's definitely harmless. Creates a really cool explosion. Obviously, you want to stand away from it before it launches. But yeah, pretty harmless and very fun.
And it made me think, gosh, the last time I drank Alka-Seltzer, what is it doing in my stomach?
Yeah, it's not building up all the air pressure that it builds up in the bottle when it's inside of your body, though. So that's good.
Thank goodness. Okay, let's go to the lava lamp, because I'm a 70s, 80s baby, so I love the lava lamps. But we're not going to make a lamp. We're just going to make a lava situation.
More like a lava bottle, you could say. Once again, really simple, easy materials. You just need some kind of cup or plastic bottle and some vegetable oil, water, and food coloring. And thanks to the different densities of the oil and the water, the oil will stack on top of the water inside the bottle. When you drop the food coloring in, it will also sink down under the oil and hang out by the water. Now, the last step of this, once you have your water, food coloring, and oil inside your water bottle, the last step is to throw in another Alka-Seltzer tablet. And once that Alka-Seltzer mixes with the water, starts to create some carbon dioxide gas, you get this really cool lava lamp effect, and it moves the food coloring throughout the bottle.
So you would be doing some of these things in the classroom, or maybe not?
Oh, absolutely doing these in the classroom. Most of these activities are things that I have used before. I'm not coming up with these on my own. I've gathered them over the course of my 8 years of teaching. I've found some online. Many of these I do in my own classroom. And it is cool for students to see an activity video pop up and say, hey, I remember when we did this in the science lab. But then it's also cool because kids at other schools around Charlotte don't have me as their teacher. So they're able to come on and see these other cool activities. I've also gained a pretty big teacher following. So for any teachers that are listening, if you need some easy activities to throw into your lesson plan to keep your students engaged, then this is a great account to follow because it gives you some easy ideas. You might not realize how easy it is to teach science in your own classroom.
Teachers have got to stick together and network like never before. And luckily, during this COVID-19 situation, you're able to connect with each other versus when we were in our regular lives, when you were just going to work, coming back home, going to work, coming back home, only talking to the teachers in your building. Now you're able to really reach great heights.
Yeah, part of me wonders why I didn't start this earlier, because it really has connected me with teachers from the district and across the state. And now that I've started it, you know, I'll never go back. I have this platform, and I'm so happy to be able to connect with teachers and students and their families. And it's a cool little network to be a part of. I absolutely love it when kids, now that they've started following me, and even my friends who follow the account, anytime they see a cool activity, they'll send it to me and say, hey, you should post this on Misty TV. Even just today, I had a student email me this super cool, I guess you could call it a bubble machine, made out of a sock in a plastic bottle. And I will absolutely pretty soon be making a video about how to make this cool bubble machine, because it's so simple and easy and it was sent to me by a student. So I have people sending me stuff now that they want me to create a video for. It's giving me more lesson ideas, and it's giving everybody that follows more activities to do. So it's a win-win.
You know who you are. You're an influencer. You know, most teachers are like, I don't want to get on Instagram and be any kind of influencer. Well, guess what? This is a new kind of influencer. You don't have to show your boobs or anything. You just have to do something really cool. If you're just now tuning in, we got a new best friend this morning. It's Nancy Bullard. She is a science lab teacher at Huntingtown Farms Elementary, and she's going through some fun activities that we can do with the kids. What else really sparks interest with the kids when you post something? Do you have a favorite, or do they have a favorite?
Some of the activities that I've posted that have been very popular have been my naked egg activity. All you have to do is soak a regular egg in vinegar for a few days, and it actually completely dissolves the eggshell off, and it turns the egg into a rubbery egg that you can bounce on your countertop. That's been a really popular video. Obviously easy to do at home because you just need two things, and kids are loving when they get their little rubber eggs as the byproduct. There's also a video about tie-dye name tags that kids can make just using some shaving cream and food coloring. That's another really popular one.
You know what I thought that was? I thought that was whipped cream, but it's shaving cream.
The name tags, you just need shaving cream and food coloring. Those are super popular. We make those for my students at my school. And for all the teachers, everybody has their cool tie-dye name tags. And the best part about that activity is no two name tags ever look the same. So it's a cool way, especially if you have multiple kids, they can all have their own unique name tags.
Oh, you got to share one more with us. If you're just tuning in, we got a new best friend this morning. It's Nancy Bullard. What else can you share with us?
Here's one thing that you need to know. If you're a working parent and you need something to keep your kids busy while you have a conference call, then these activities are great. If your kid is third grade and above, they can probably do some of these activities independently. So while you're working from home, they can be engaged with a science activity and not crying in the background or running around and interrupting your work. If your middle schoolers are doing these activities, even though I'm an elementary school teacher, these activities are not just for elementary school kids. They're easy, they're engaging, they're fun. And ultimately, I'm just trying to get more kids doing science. We will get off of the screens. Now everything that we do is on screen. And so with these activities, you can watch my videos, then you can go and do these activities with everyday stuff from around your house.
You know what activity I'm going to do as soon as I get off the line with you? You know what I'm going to do? My favorite that you've talked about, you know, it was the water rocket, but now it's the rubber egg.
The rubber egg is very cool. Gotten a ton of responses from that. My most liked video is actually one with color changing flowers. This one's a little bit trickier because you probably don't have live white flowers sitting around your house. So this is one of those items that you might add to the grocery list, or if you see some at a park, you might pick and bring home. But here's the gist. If you carefully split the stem of a white flower and put one half of the stem in blue food coloring and one half of the stem in red food coloring, the flower will actually turn half blue and half red. So you can watch exactly how the stem brings water up to the different parts of the flower, and you get these multicolor flowers.
That's pretty interesting. Well, I know you use food coloring for some of the experiments. Do you ever use like real food besides the egg, right? The rubber egg.
There's definitely a lot of science in cooking. When I teach in the classroom, we make pancakes to learn about chemical changes to matter. We make hot chocolate to learn about conduction, convection, radiation. I have not done a lot of cooking on Misty TV, but maybe I have to jot this down and do some future cooking videos.
Okay, I'm going to share this one with you. Maybe you'll think it's interesting. I haven't tried it yet, but I want to get some green grapes, right? And you take one grape and you slice it down the middle. maybe 10 of those. And then you get a lime and you squeeze it on there. And it's supposed to taste like Starburst.
Yeah, I've seen this on TikTok. And I've heard sometimes they also taste like Sour Patch Kids. I have not tried this one. But I have seen this little trend going around. So maybe I'll have to give that a try.
It's been a delight. But before you leave, you have to tell us what got you interested in science.
My mother. I am actually a fourth generation North Carolina teacher. So I come from a long line of teachers. And my mom was my high school biology teacher. So growing up with a science teacher as a mom, I was always very curious and interested in science. I got a ton of information from her. And then I had the opportunity to have her as a teacher when I was in high school. And so then from there, I went to college, majoring in education. I actually taught third grade for a couple of years in Jacksonville, Florida with Teach for America. And when I was teaching third grade, I taught reading, math, science, everything, every subject. Then I moved to Charlotte and I had a chance to, I had multiple job interviews, but when I saw this job for the science lab position, I knew that that was the one. I've always been interested in science and passionate about it. And now I have my dream teaching job. So here we are.
We have to follow Nancy Bullard, Mrs.B.TV. So that's at MRS.B.TV or B as in Bullard, right? We're going to do that on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you. So you have to come back. You promise?
I promise. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Well, your 1 hour of public talk radio is up, leaving on a high note. Hopefully you're going to have a good day today, good week, and a great June and July and August, September. Maybe we'll all get out and have a big party. I don't know. I'm your hostess of the mostest, Francine Marie. Join me next weekend, same time, same station. Until we meet, have a good week.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now. See you next week.
Please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.